This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This week, Democrats in the Michigan House of Representatives announced legislation that would reimburse people whom the state wrongly accused of fraud. The Unemployment Insurance Agency used an automated system to detect fraudulent claims. The agency ended up falsely accusing tens of thousands of people of fraud, garnished wages, seized tax reimbursements, and caused all kinds of financial havoc on a bunch of Michigan families. Here to discuss that are this week's political commentators. John Selig is CEO of Lansing public relations firm Harbor Strategic. He was communications director for two Republican attorneys general, worked in the Michigan's governor office and with the legislature. T.J. Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs. That's a progressive political strategy firm in Lansing. All right, John, so how did this software end up falsely accusing so many people of fraud? And why didn't some staffer at the Unemployment Insurance Agency step up and say, hey, I think there's a problem here?
Well, you know, that's one of the million-dollar questions here. And one of the attorneys involved in the case, I think her name's Jennifer Lord, she's pointed out that the use of artificial intelligence, computers, can run amok. And we really got to keep an eye on that. The flip side is government needs to move forward. We hear a lot of things about how the state of Michigan technology sector is about a billion years behind schedule. So where's the balance on that? But the clientele, the taxpayers and the families of Michigan were the ones that paid for it in this case. So we got to learn a lot of lessons here.
You know, John, under any other circumstances, you know, this all happened under the Snyder administration. Any other circumstances, this would have been front page for days and weeks and months on end. But we had the Flint water crisis. Do you think this issue did not get enough attention because of the other issues during the Snyder administration?
Well, I was going to say, I think this is something that does rival or if not fall into a very similar category as Flint as far as a debacle goes. But certainly that one got tons of more attention, became an international issue, Flint did. And so this issue did not get as much attention as it should.
TJ, there are lawsuits in federal and state courts. Why would the Democrats in the House want to reimburse people before we know what happens in the courts?
I think Democrats in the House believe, rightly so, that the state of Michigan has to make right this debacle. There's no other way to put it. You know, more than 1,000 people here were directly impacted and forced into bankruptcy, forced into negative credit ratings, forced into, you know, paying additional dollar that they didn't have to pay, you know, and regardless of if the state reimburses them or not. I mean, we're not even talking about the legal fees that they have to incur, the damages you have when you incur a bankruptcy, and really the mental strife that goes into impacting families. I think the state of Michigan has an obligation to make this right. The UAA fund certainly has the money in it to make it right for these people who were impacted. And as John said, this is a sort of a catastrophic circumstance of what happens when we rely too much on artificial intelligence and not on real people making real decisions.
I understand what you're saying, that the Democrats would like to make these people whole, but why don't we wait and find out what the court system does first?
Well, I think people have waited long enough. I mean, these cases have been dragging on for several years. I think the state case is more than 4 years old. The federal case is a couple years old. While the legal wranglings go on, you know, people are still suffering a negative impact on their lives because of a state screw up. And for me, that's something that is not forgivable. We can't wait for these federal cases to move through courts. The state knows it's done wrong and it needs to make it right.
You know, Lester, I think there's a lot of confusion out there about how come the Democrats who took office didn't just settle this case. You know, the Republicans, Rick Snyder, Bill Schuette, they were fighting to protect the state. During the election, Gretchen Whitmer and Dana Nessel were saying that this was a huge problem. This needed to get fixed right away. But here we are a year later, and the pundits and the observers are looking, saying, look, they're fighting the same battle. Why are they doing that? Well, there's a lot of things going on here. Number one is there's a lot of lawsuits and a lot of messes to clean up. Number two, running for governor is one thing. You could just say, I'm going to do X, I'm going to do Y. But then when you get to the governor's office, they not only hand you the keys, but they hand you the responsibility of the budget. And if Gretchen Whitmer has plans, she wants to fund education, she wants to fund roads, there are all these lawsuits where a judge could decide for her, no, all your discretionary spending is going to be spent on these cases, making these people whole. That's a problem. That's why I believe you see them continuing to fight the case so they can try to win it their way and then clean up the mess their way.
I've got something else I want to ask you about, John, but while we're on this topic, TJ, you know, since the Democratic Attorney General and the governor's offices are still fighting these lawsuits, do you see some incongruencies here since the Democrats in the legislature are saying, hey, no, let's get this fixed?
Well, certainly I think the governor and attorney general have a lot on their plate. But again, this is it's important to point out here that, you know, we're not talking about general fund dollars that would fix this problem. There is money in the UIA system to make people whole. And I think House Democrats recognize that. And, you know, we have a surplus in this fund, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be moving to expedite this case. I do think, though, to John's point, maybe Lester, your point you're making, which is, you know, when you sit in those chairs, when you sit in the, you know, when you're governor or attorney general, you have to look at what happens when, you know, when you reimburse people, you know, when a lawsuit is pending, what kind of precedent do you set if you pull the trigger too quickly? But at the same time, you know, these are real people who are struggling through bankruptcy that they shouldn't have been forced in the first place. I believe the state has an obligation to settle this before these cases are finished.
John, these false accusations and penalties by the state against these people have been known and acknowledged for some time now. Why hasn't the state, especially Republicans in control of the legislature, who tend not to like government overreach, like allowing AI to go after a bunch of people who did nothing wrong, why haven't the Republicans said, here's a way we can make these people whole?
I think, first of all, what we have to look at is the initial part of making people whole was refunding all the money the state took back and the penalties and the interest that went along with it.
First step.
That apparently has taken place. So it's not as if nothing has been done. But frankly, the second part is the victims exercise their right to file lawsuits. And once those lawsuits went into place, we've seen this over and over again, everybody just goes on to hold because we have to see what will be the result of the lawsuit. A judge may decide how these people are made whole instead of our elected leaders.
Which brings us to the original question, and I'll ask both of you again, why are the Democrats doing this? I mean, if we're still waiting, why is this just a symbolic move? And are the Republicans going to move on something like on these proposals the Democrats are making? TJ?
Well, I don't think it's a symbolic move at all. I think that that there are Democrats in the House who are tired of waiting for this process to go on. And again, it's one thing for a case to take a year or 2 years, but some of these cases are more than 4 years old. And that's 4 years of people, you know, grappling with the real challenges and the real box they've been put into because the state screwed up. And I think that I don't think it's rhetoric at all. I think it's a real attempt to make people whole. And I think that as the state of Michigan owes these people that they've been wrongly accused. We've said that in, you know, many articles about this over the years. And I think it's high time that we do something about this. And I'm proud of the House Democrats stepping up and trying to make it right.
John, is this legislation going anywhere?
No, it's probably not. And what's important to look at, A, is what it exposes is a split between the House Democrats and the governor and the attorney general. The governor and attorney general on one side fighting the legal battle to protect the state interests in the long run. The House Democrats can propose pretty much whatever they want because, A, they're in the minority. And B, love it or not, we've entered campaign season. And they didn't propose legislation that solely focuses in on making people whole. They also kicked the door open and said, let's also blow up and expand the unemployment system overall. And basically what they're doing is setting up their weapons for the election so they can say the big bad Republicans didn't lift a finger to help people who needed it.
So you don't think any Republicans going to step over the aisle and say, yeah, you know, let's hurry this along and make these people whole?
I think there's a lot of Republicans who want to make sure that people are made whole, because if they put themselves in the same shoes, that's what they'd want.
John Selleck is CEO of Lansing public relations firm Harbor Strategic. He was communications director for two Republican attorneys general, worked in the Michigan governor's office and with the legislature. TJ Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs. That's a progressive political strategy firm in Lansing. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lester.